Proclamation number 6595 of 15th of July, 1956. Miracle consequence of faith. My love is and always remains turned towards you. And my love only ever wants what is best for you. It only ever wants your soul's salvation, which will continue to exist when the body has passed away. Everything that affects you in earthly life is based on my love, and therefore you need not be despondent and anxious for a minute, for my love levels everything in its time. It creates the balance where body and soul are unequally considered, that is, where the soul is in danger due to the use of the body and yet shall mature according to my will. You can always be firmly convinced that I keep a watchful eye and know about your spiritual as well as your physical needs and will remedy them at the right time. Therefore you need not worry, whatever it may be, for I myself take care of you. I only require of you that you completely hand yourselves over to me, that you don't go your own way, that you are always willing to let yourselves be guided by me. That you therefore let go of every worry and trust me completely that I will provide a remedy for everything that distresses you. Every worry of your own is a lack of trust and hinders me in my plan of love. But if you completely hand yourselves over to my will and believe in my love and my might, then you can truly travel your earthly path unencumbered. For my love protects you from getting into danger if you only let yourselves be guided by me. Hence this is a convinced faith which truly makes you come alive, for then every burden will fall away from you and you will be able to be unusually active, for then you will also receive strength which you will then use in my will. I ask much of you to believe that I am present to you, whom you nevertheless cannot see. But you who hear my word directly, you who are addressed by me through my messengers, this belief should be easy for you, for my voice is proof of my presence to you. And thus, if you know me myself present to you, you can nevertheless also be convinced that I know about all your sufferings and hardships and that I can remedy them. And then you must also believe that I will remedy them when the time comes, otherwise your faith would still be very weak and then also explain your hardship. I am your God and Father, your Creator from eternity. Everything has come forth from me in wisdom and power and so also you yourselves, whom I have created out of my love. You should only think of this my creative power, of my wisdom, might and love, then every anxious worry will fall away from you, because then you will know that nothing is impossible for me. And because my love always and forever applies to you, I will also use my power if you should become healthy in body and soul. But I can only ever use it when this no longer means compulsory faith for you. You shall not attain faith through miracles but you shall also experience miracles through faith. And it is truly easy for you to let such faith come alive in you, for I work on you so obviously, I speak to you, I let my word resound in your heart. And you only need to tear down and overcome one thin wall, the quiet doubts which still arise in you from time to time. You only ever need to imagine my great love for you and then you will also be certain that this love will do everything for you in order to give you life and that it will also sustain your earthly life as long as you want to be active in a life-awakening way. Throw all burdens away from you and entrust yourselves to me, and know that your Savior and Redeemer lives, that he took all infirmities upon himself so that you may become free from them. Amen.